me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
I have a diverse background, much of it in corporate marketing, brand manager, brand director, chief marketing officer for major brands. But I've also spent a lot of time on the agency side working on a lot of global accounts on six continents. So I've seen a lot of advertising come my way and worked on a lot. And started to develop an affinity for using music. Interestingly, we backed our way into an audio branding project when I was chief marketing officer at Bally. And we noticed that the moment we started using consistent music across all mediums, we had a 25% increase in direct response rate to our advertising. So I've done this in practice and been astonished by how effective it can be. But it wasn't until I had a chance to be CEO of Elias Arts that the audio branding discipline came into sharp focus. And I had a chance to continue the work started by Scott Elias, who frankly was a decade ahead of his time in understanding the power of audio branding. So continuing that was very interesting, and it's made me into a true proponent of audio branding as a new marketing discipline and an evangelist for how important it can be.
What are your thoughts on audio branding in general?
I think audio branding is a very powerful yet very underappreciated marketing and branding tool. I believe it's on par with visual and copy in terms of how powerful it can be in strengthening your brand. I think that if it's done right, it strengthens the emotional connection in ways that can't be accomplished visually. It serves as a fantastic mnemonic device for brand recall. And it can be used to unite all elements of the marketing mix. Most important, the reason for doing it is so few people are doing it or doing it right that it provides marketers with an incredible competitive advantage when they get it right. I've noticed some brands doing it so well, it's almost a secret weapon for them. And it would be advantageous, I think, for more marketers to understand how to use audio branding with great effect.
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress, and what do you think people will take away from it?
I think the Audio Branding Congress is long overdue. I wish I had thought of it, actually, and I'm very glad that the Audio Branding Academy and the expansion team have taken the initiative to make it happen. It is, again, long overdue. As for takeaway, I hope that this legitimizes audio branding as a discipline and helps people to see that it's an important part of the marketing mix, and it requires experts to do it right. You don't hire amateurs to create your visual logo. You hire specialists with a great deal of skill, and that applies also to audio branding. It takes unique skills to do it right, and I think that this Congress will go a long way towards helping more people to see that.
Can you talk about the importance of the Congress for marketing and branding experts?
Well, obviously, the Congress is going to call attention to the discipline of audio branding, and that's a good thing. Marketing and branding people tend to be visual people and don't spend nearly enough time and resources thinking about audio. It's a whole new world for them, and by exposing them to the state of the art of audio branding around the world, I think this will further their understanding and their acceptance of audio as an important branding tool.
What is your personal criteria for excellent audio branding?
Well, I could go on and on about what I consider good audio branding because I have seen a lot of really bad music and sound celebrated as audio branding when I just don't think it makes the grade. First of all, I believe it needs to be original. An original track composed specifically for the brand. I don't believe a licensed track qualifies as audio branding. It's someone else's music. It's conveying information and values that are complicating and confusing the brand message, no matter how good the hook in the song fits. I really believe audio branding needs to be original music. Second, I'm a big fan of differentiation in all forms of branding. Differentiation meaning your music has to be different than your competitors' music. Your audio logo and audio branding has to be different than your competitors. If it's not, you're not separating yourself, you're not distinguishing yourself in a drastic enough way, and therefore not as effective. I also think music needs to make an emotional connection, and a good audio branding project needs to have a solid emotional foundation and truly exploit the power of music for all it's worth. And that's one of the most effective reasons for doing audio branding, is to convey emotion and meaning without words. I also think the quality of brand fit is critical. So much of the music I'm hearing just doesn't fit the brand ethos, that it strikes me as being not necessarily conducive to good branding, almost a cry for attention that that almost harms the brand. And then last, I'm a huge fan of consistency. I think it doesn't truly qualify as audio branding until it has a consistent base and is used consistently across all mediums and across time. It could be a very great attempt at it, but it truly doesn't become great audio branding until it's got consistency that goes with it. And then I guess, finally, it's got to be driven by a strategy that everybody who touches the brand buys into. Too much of what happens in music and sound isn't strategically driven. It's tactical, it's short-term, and it, as a result, doesn't tie the brand together. And I think that's, for me, what makes excellent audio branding.
Tell us what you expect from the first official Audio Branding Award.
My greatest hope for the winner of the first Audio Branding Award is that they will see results from it. I believe that's why audio branding is done. It's intended to strengthen the brand and to enable the brand to achieve better results in the marketplace. So I truly hope they have great results. I hope they stick with it and achieve a consistency that so few achieve in audio branding, and that it becomes an important brand asset for the brand over time. And then last, I hope that the Audio Branding Award inspires brand marketers everywhere to think about an audio strategy as being as important as copy and as important as visual in the branding equation.
What are your predictions for the future of audio branding?
I think that if audio branding companies learn to think more like branding companies and speak the language of marketing strategy as well as they know music, they'll grow into a valued specialist marketing resource. As I look at the case studies this year, I'm encouraged by how many companies and how much progress has been made on this discipline, and how many evangelists have popped up around the world. So I think progress has been steady, but I predict an accelerated interest in audio branding going forward.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, Man-Made Music.